Rhinelander High in Rhinelander. First reader is Angela.
Rhinelander High is looking to continue an artist in residency program that they have for 3-week-long residencies, bringing in 3 varied artists. One is a Japanese fiber artist using traditional indigo dyeing treatments, a local sculptor and metal worker out of Minnesota, and a choreographer and dancer. Rhinelander is a rural area up in the dark woods. I believe the impact could be up to 2,500 students. They are asking for $6,000 going towards artistic fees and services. This will also impact and participate with Nicollet College campus, elementary schools, K-12 STEAM-based public programming, presentations to the high school art students, and I love the inclusion of also engaging the evening community with continuing ed courses. So it seemed really high impact. I didn't see any immediate concerns on this. It seemed to really engage the community.
Great. And Keith, the second reader on this one.
I like that they were incorporating the STEM activities where the goal, it said, was to inspire future workforce around science and technology, incorporating systems thinking and creative problem-solving tools. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that aspect of it, and then building on the intersection of art and science across the community, and the 3 people that they were bringing in, I thought was really kind of cool. The only question I had on it is why, although Nicollet College is involved, but why they're have a public charter school, and many of the activities were focused in that area alone rather than the broader Rhinelander School District, I guess. And I think when you bring something like that in, it especially to that area, more of a broader focus rather than a lot of the activities were aimed at that public charter school.
Great.
I just have one more quick comment.
Mm-hmm.
Under eval and documentation,
mm-hmm.
I found it interesting that they were looking both at short-term and long-term goals, including thinking of ways to bring in cultural development and bringing folks to the Northwoods. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really interesting.
Yeah, I had written down something like that, although the fault line was vague, that it appears that they're specifically going to target artists in residence based on the degree to which they can offer diverse perspectives to wider audiences. So.
Great.
I just had one general question, because I don't really know, but is $2,000 high for an artist residency for 1 week in the budget?
It depends on the residency.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Because when we, their lodging is covered separately, their transportation is covered separately, and supplies are covered separately. So 1 week. Okay. That was my only question.
No, that's a great question.
Mm-hmm. So.
And you all say that sounds, it really depends on.
It depends on the residency. It could, for 1 week, depending on how long the artist is there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It could be less than that, but it could also be more than that sometimes.
Okay. And probably
it
in the
varies.
Rhinelander area, it's probably hard to get artists in residency to go there.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
They're doing some exploratory week-long residencies here through the art department, mm-hmm. and people are paying $1,500, $2,000 to participate in a week long.
Yeah.
So again,
wow.
It can just completely vary.
It's very different.
Yeah. But I think the Northwoods is a different beast than an urban area, too.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Great.